Hunters. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. We are cruising into Monday. How are you guys doing? How are you, Kath?
No, I'm awake. I haven't had coffee yet.
Uh-oh, that seems like a problem. Stephen, you're dancing as well. Yes, let's get
I'm doing my Monday dance.
Yeah, I've got mine. I do the little wave. That just gets me in the mood for a smooth cruising all week.
Well, hopefully we are in for a big week. It's going to be a bit of fun. I feel it.
Yeah?
Can I feel it?
Yeah, I do.
Exciting.
You guys have way too much energy for this hour of the morning.
Okay. Oh, everyone on their own vibe. That's fine. Jess, how are you this morning?
Not your level.
That's all right. Did you have a great weekend?
Jess over here together. Maitland represent.
Yeah, not at the boys' level at all.
What? How was your weekend, though? Good one?
Oh, I guess. Didn't really do much.
Ah, that's all right.
Slept in.
Oh, yeah, lovely.
It's fabulous.
With you, though, Jess. It's damned if you, damned if you don't. You complain you're too busy, and then you complain you're not busy enough.
I'm not complaining. I'm very happy with my not busy weekend.
Okay, no need to get defensive. Stephen, what'd you get up to?
Not a whole lot either, really.
Nice one.
Last night went out with Siobhan's auntie and uncle.
Oh, where'd you go?
No, we just went to their house.
Oh, cool.
Up a nice feed.
So like a family dinner.
Yeah, it was a nice family dinner. It's our uncle's 60th.
Ooh.
So, yeah, we went and we got like, I thought we were going for his like birthday dinner. What I found out was we got all the leftovers from the actual party the night before. The cleanup crew invited.
He got stung. Here's a doggy bag in the house. What about you, Kath? Big weekend?
Oh, fairly big. A whole lot happened. I'm a little bit rattled because of last night's storm and, of course, was on Brittany Patrol and then the bins fell over out the front.
Uh-oh.
So I spent 20 minutes this morning putting all the rubbish back in the bins.
That does throw you off of a morning if something like that happens. Throws your routine off, yeah?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'll get there.
Okay, that's the main thing. As we move.
New FM. The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast. The Novos.
Interested to read this morning that a new law comes into place today. As of today, it is against the law in New South Wales to religiously vilify somebody.
All right, so that sounds good. What does that mean layman's terms?
So you know how it's against the law to be nasty to someone because they're gay, right? You can't refuse to hire somebody because they're gay, etc., etc. So as of today in New South Wales, it's now against the law to penalise somebody or be nasty to somebody on the basis of their religion.
So it's like an anti... That feels like it should have already been
that's
illegal.
That's what I was going to say. It's outrageous that that's only coming into effect today.
It's the same Anti-Discrimination Act.
Right.
And they've just added religious vilification. It's very difficult, right? Because people have a lot of views about religion and, you know, like say, for example, you are personally of one religion and somebody is of a different religion, those two religions don't get along, right? Classic example, hello, Israel, Jews and Muslims don't necessarily get along. As people, they do generally, but some people have funny views. So it was always difficult territory, but they've done it. It is now law in New South Wales.
There we go.
Yeah, that seems like a long time coming. That's what my gut feeling is. It should have been done a long time
more.
Ago.
There we go. Thanks for that. Now, up next, of course, catching up with Jess for a bit of a local news chat. Dive a little deeper on those headlines.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
And an unfortunate case of history repeating itself, Jess, over the weekend.
Yeah, the Jets women's side, they were playing down in Melbourne and they haven't been able to win there since 2017 and unfortunately they still haven't with a 4-0 loss victory yesterday.
Oh, spaghettios.
Not good. They were without a couple of their key players, Cassidy Davis, who had her 132nd consecutive appearance for the Jets last weekend.
Yeah.
She was out with a foot infection or a toe infection or something. Melina Ayres was out as well. So they were missing two crucial players and, just couldn't do it.
This is such proof that if it bleeds, it leads in the news, huh? Because the boys, they get their first win of the season. And here we are talking about
yesterday.
A loss.
Yeah, and also she has dinged her toe, to be fair.
Poor thing.
Exactly. Nothing
worse. Bleeds, it leads.
That's actual bleeding, Steve.
Oh, negativity. Nah, this is some good news, I suppose. Because Origin Energy planning to develop offshore wind projects.
Yeah, so they're wanting to, well, they're apparently partnering with Blue Float Energy, which is a Spanish company who are already putting plans in for wind farm proposals in the Hunter Offshore Wind Zone. But apparently now Origin has partnered with them for like a 7-year exclusive rights license to work together to potentially build some floating offshore wind farms off our coast.
Bunch of floaters off the coast, yep.
Precisely.
This feels like something that shouldn't be exclusive, right? You shouldn't get the exclusive rights to do, like, renewable energy and stuff like
that. Well, you can partner with someone for an exclusive rights and do
it. I'm saying it should be exclusive.
Yeah, you reckon anyone should be able to put up a windmill?
Yeah, I reckon.
Yeah, well, you know what, Stephen? You can't just put a bunch of windmills up and call it a wind farm. It's not how it works.
Well, I don't know. I think, you know, we're trying to get net zero, reduce, reuse, recycle, that all that
true.
Kind of stuff.
That is true.
I don't know. I think you should just be able to... Yeah, I don't know.
Stick them up. I think that's probably why you're not in charge.
Potentially.
Probably.
New South Wales electricity grid. There's probably more to it than just putting them up, you know? That's all I'll say. But hey.
Just a little bit, yeah.
Here's a naff question as well.
All right, I'm ready.
Open to the floor.
Mm.
So these floating wind farms, what stops them just like floating away?
I think they've got a little string down to a like a weight on the bottom. You know, like the
they're like anchored, are they?
Yeah, yeah.
They're like a fishing weight. Yeah. You know, you got like fishing weight, like one of them with a string up,
a
bailing twine or like fishing line or something. Probably a waterproof string.
All right.
There you go. All good. Sorted.
Question answered.
Yeah, exactly. We are both
entertaining and educational.
You get this. You're waking up with the Novos.
We need to discuss the state of world leaders. I mean, regardless of what your political stance is, it'd be hard to argue that we don't need a shake-up up the top based on the pure fact that our leader, Anthony Albanese, is somehow considered the hip, cool world leader.
Yeah, that's fundamentally wrong.
It is, isn't it? Like, we must be doing something wrong as a society, as a planet, that Albo's the cool one. So for a bit of context, I mean, his DJing career has become legendary. That of folklore, really, DJ Albo. And this was cemented with his latest visit to the US, where he got that custom turntable.
The one I was talking about, yep.
Biden.
Had like the US presidential seal. Lovely.
On the actual deck, yep.
Yeah, so they're like, oh, DJ Albo, giving him his turntable. This was followed then by the fanfare in China when he visited there not too long ago, and he fooled John Howard at it.
He was
doing that jogging with his Australian tracksuit. And the Chinese residents were like so amazed, I guess, at like how chill and cool he was and how he was like talking to people on the street.
Yeah, just with one security guard.
And this led to their leader, Xi Jinping, calling him a very handsome boy, which went viral as well. I mean, and now most recently, he's been spotted, I guess, sporting a Hawaiian-style lei and his best dance moves at the Pacific Island Conference. Have you seen this? Doing a little boogie?
I mean, in general, he needs to be younger and cooler to be dancing like that. I just think, like, what's he doing?
Well, I mean, your hips don't move. I mean, you'd know, Cream. I don't move quite as well after your second replacement.
That's so right. Once you get to 50, they start creaking. That's what happens.
We have come a very long way from the days of, you know, Barack Obama and Jacinda Ardern.
Well, that's
it. Who were being, you know, like, they were literally cool.
And you have to... And
what you said.
Now that you've said that, I do realise that you're on a hiding for nothing having to follow leaders like that, you know, because no one was ever going to be quite as with it as, you know, those two were.
Yeah.
But, oh, God, we need a shake-up. We just, like, how is he the cool one? How have we gotten to this stage?
Have we gotten to the stage where so many of our world leaders are, like, you know, either, well over 65.
Oh, well over. How old's Biden? Isn't he like 99 or something?
Well, didn't you sit next to him year two English?
Yeah, that's right. We went to school together. It was real early days.
UFM. The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast. The
Novos. And how's this for a bit of, like, old man rhetoric, right? On my street on, I think it was Saturday arvo, I get home, I was like, it's not a single park in the whole street. What's going on here? Absolute rager of a party going on, right?
Really?
Yeah, big party. There was, like, even the next street over, even down in the park, there were cars parked, right? Massive party going on. Like, geez, the music's going on a bit late here. This is, like, 11 o'clock at night. 11:59. You know when that curfew kicks in?
Yeah.
Music was just cut off. And I was like, yeah, good. They're watching the rules. Happy days.
Well, did you also have your finger over the dial button?
Correct.
While you're waiting as well, 11:59?
Yeah, as a 49-year-old, that is my right. That is my right to do that sort of thing. But, yeah, the Mayfield Rangers stopped bang on time. I was like, oh, well, at least they got the rules.
Haven't they mugged you off?
Yeah,
they look right full.
I was there in my striped pyjamas just standing there waiting. Oh, couldn't dial. Nothing to dial. Anyway, happy days. I was happy with that. Good result. Now, Kath, you got a bit of a little advice column up next, is it?
Well, not really an advice column, but some data has come out on who we get our advice from when it comes to our love lives. We'll talk about that next on New FM.
And up next, team, over the weekend I've dived into, I guess you'd call it some Newcastle folklore, and I am so intrigued. There's a mystery right here in Exham, and I'm going to get to the bottom of it.
Ooh, I like it.
New research has come out from eHarmony that says that most of us, around three quarters, still go to other people to get advice on their relationship. Believe it or not.
Yeah, sometimes you need like a second opinion, an outside opinion.
So a quarter of people don't. They very adultly say that they just work it through with their partner.
Right.
Which is, probably not true. But it turns out that our friends are the ones that we go to. 45% of people go to their friends.
Mm-hmm.
And number two is mum. Unsurprisingly, a quarter of all women, or one in five people, will go to mum. Dad ranks much further down. Only 10% of people go to dad.
Yeah, because dad gives you lazy advice.
Yeah.
You do it one time and then you go, not doing that again.
The one that surprised me is that 10% of people go to the internet for relationship advice.
Did you like think, a forum or Reddit or something?
Do you think that would be higher or less?
I thought it would be much less.
Yeah, right.
So would I.
Yeah. But, maybe people like the advice to strangers. I don't know. 18% went to siblings, and that was about the same as those who went to their counsellor or a psychologist giving advice on their relationship, which I thought was kind of also a bit low. I thought that would be higher. I go to my brothers all the time for
things.
So, I guess it depends on the relationship. Very interestingly, though, part of the data was that rom-coms set unrealistic ideals for what your relationship should be like.
Well, of course, because obviously they're trying to capture the imagination by making things unrealistic. And people go, wow, that's so romantic. Yeah, because it doesn't happen in real life.
It doesn't work like that at all.
You don't throw your jacket over a puddle so your partner has something to step on that's going to ruin a perfectly good jacket. Of course it's not going to happen. Of course it's going to set unrealistic expectations.
I know. Just work it out.
Yeah.
What really concerns me about those numbers are the amount of people who do go to their parents, mum or dad.
Yeah.
I mean, I know everyone's entitled to talk to whoever they want to, but there's nothing worse than when you've had a little bit of a spat with your partner and you know their parents know. You come over for,
family
dinner or something like that. They're staring daggers at you. You're like, oh, it was weeks ago and it's all resolved now. Leave me alone.
Don't tell them that.
And team, over the weekend was in a proper internet wormhole. I mean, really in the trenches over this one.
How many tabs?
Oh, I mean, we're talking 20 plus.
That's a decent one.
Yeah, we're well and truly in the trenches surrounding the legend, right, of our very own Hexham Bunyip.
Mm.
Yeah, very appropriate, Crevo.
I've not heard of this.
Have you not? Neither had I, to be fair, which is why I guess captured my interest so much. For those like yourself, Crevo, who are perhaps uninitiated into this legend, how it goes is in 1879, three miners headed into Hexham Swamp to do some duck hunting. But instead of finding ducks, they came across a terrifying creature with a tremendous roar like that of a lion and two eyes like golden orbs in the night.
That is very, very spooky.
Very spooky, very scary, and very close to home.
The roar of a lion. Imagine that. That swamp out there is, like, and I say out there because at the Sandgate Bunker here, we are next to the Hexham Swamp.
Mm-hmm.
It's scary enough as it is. If you've ever been here at night, There are so many strange sounds, buzzes, creaks, all sorts of crunches.
Well, the smells are probably the scariest of them all.
Mm.
Now, here's a couple more recollections of this creature, right?
Yeah.
Described as having much resemblance in form to the human figure, but with frightful feathers, the feet like those of a man but reversed or turned backwards. Or how's this? Resembling a man but taller in stature, with arms, legs, face and body hairy like an animal. This is a scary creature.
It's got feathers and hair and backwards feet. That is terrifying.
Now, what's really wound me up, you know, in my research is scientists, and I say that in the old 6699 inverted commas, scientists always insult our intelligence with their explanation of these, you know, sightings.
Yeah.
You know, the same way as they're like, oh, not, you didn't see a mermaid, you just saw a dugong, or, you know, Loch Ness Monster, I think you mean a branch floating in the middle of the water, or an eel, or something like that.
The problem with these so-called scientists is they're a bunch of nerds that spend too much time in a lab and not enough time actually going out and exploring, isn't it?
Some of them do actually go out and explore.
Probably not these ones.
Well, not the ones who are saying it's a branch or something like. Anyway, these scientists' explanation for the Hexham bunyip is they reckon it's an Australasian bittern or a bunyip bird. What a wind-up. Wrong.
I bet that doesn't have backwards feet.
Well, what, they reckon some bird, it's resembling a man but taller in stature with arms, legs and face and the body hair like an animal.
Grow up, obviously not.
I just think they, you know, they try and think, what's the most convenient way we can stop people, you know, going to look and try and discover more?
Well, what's the way we can stop people finding out the truth? That's what scientists are all about.
Yeah, exactly. And they've gone, oh, there's this, I guess there's a bit of an endangered bird knocking about there. People don't see it that often. We'll, you know, throw all the blame on that. I'm not here for it. I'm telling you, there is something spooky going on in the Hexham Swamp.
Are you going to go out to the swamp?
I'm too scared to go out to the swamp. I'm not going anywhere near it.
Yeah.
There's a bunyip out there. Are you kidding? You going there?
You go yourself then, Kath, if you're so brave.
Okay.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Now, boys, I know you like your food.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to give you a tip very soon on a really good way to get locally grown produce, including organic produce, delivered directly to your home.
Oh, I like this.
Exciting, exciting. And while we're talking about some good food, on Saturday I woke up, beautiful day, went to Cargo Espresso, Redhead, for brekkie with some of my teammates from Abysmal Ability, my five-a-side team for soccer. Redhead, absolutely pumping. I mean, it was a beautiful day. Yeah, it was a great day for a dip and for a sunbake, you know, like really nice weather, which obviously drew a crowd. But what also drew a crowd was the inaugural Let's Lake Matt Cadet Cup, which showcases some of the best up-and-coming surfers in our region.
Oh, how good's that?
Just some young fellas out there ripping waves. Oh, it was so cool. I just sat on the beach and watched them.
What a great, I guess, event to be happening there. Brilliant stuff.
And, yeah, like I said, conditions were perfect for it, great weather, and I didn't even realise it was on, so I like got me brekkie to go, my little brekkie roll. Just, you know, got the towel out the car, sat on the beach and watched the surfers go at it. It was real nice.
That's good. A local event.
Yeah.
There's good markets on it then where we can at beach as well. Sorry.
That's fine. Yeah. Set up beautiful. It was great day for it, and it looked like they were having fun out there as well.
Happy Monday, everyone.
Now, boys, one of the things that I discovered during COVID was this thing of box deliveries, and they became very popular when everybody was in lockdown. So this is where you get a box of fresh produce or beef or whatever directly from a farm, and it gets packed up and sent directly to your house. There's no middleman, right?
Oh, so it's like a HelloFresh box or something like that, but without the middleman.
Yeah. So without the markup that HelloFresh charges you to put everything, you know, together, right?
That's cool.
And this is the best bit. You know, as we are a net zero family, it's close, right? It's produced locally.
Oh, that's awesome.
And most of them will only deliver like within 30Ks or 50Ks of their farm, right? If you're not within the zone, you know, you can come and get it, but they're
not going to deliver. Yeah.
They're not going to deliver. And up home in the New England, amazingly good beef and lamb, right? And I actually found it was cheaper to get a box and freeze, you know, whatever I wasn't going to use, than to go to the supermarket and pay, you know, $12 for a steak. You know, you'd get an entire box for, say, $150 that would do you for 2 or 3 weeks.
Not only is it cheaper, but, like, we're in such a time-poor society at the moment, you have to go to the shops. You save money that way as well.
Yeah.
And since coming down here, I've been discovering lots of other box services down here, because obviously the New England guys don't deliver down here, right?
Yeah, way too far.
So the first one I found was Barrington Box, which is a fruit and veg service.
Nice.
They actually come from an organic farm, so you can choose to have all organic just from their farm,
which is
right at the foot of the Barrington Tops. And then I was put onto a local crop who do a great affordable service. So their boxes start at $20, but they only deliver in, like, kind of central Newcastle. They don't come out to East Maitland. But they then put me onto Organic Feast, which is an East Maitland cafe and store that do box deliveries of organic stuff kind of around the Maitland area and a bit further. And then I kind of went, okay, well, I need some more meat in my diet. And they, and then I put on, was put on to Cougar Harvest, which does organic beef and lamb, a box delivery service, and they deliver to most of the Hunter.
Wow.
Got really excited about that, and then I went, okay, hang on, I'm spending too much money because I'm going all organic, which is great and lovely, but, you know,
You're trying to save a dollar.
So over the weekend, I discovered Spring Hill Mount Rivers. So they produce beef and pork on the Paterson River near Barrington Tops. And they have a second property, a Walker, as well. Really, really lovely. But I'm going to go really broke. Like, the whole idea was to say...
How many boxes have you got at the house at this point? Like, 25 boxes of food.
So the other one I found over the weekend that is going to make me very, 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 very broke is Hungerford Meat Co. So this is a specialty butcher and smokehouse in Brankston.
Wow, smokehouse. Uh-oh.
They source from 6 different local Hunter Valley farms, right? So they're all local. They all go, like, all of their beef, lamb, pork and chicken.
Yeah.
And it all goes into this place at Brankston where they not only do these box delivery services, so you can, like, do $140 or, you know, whatever and get, like, you know, for an entire family meat for, you know, days, and it's really, really good meat. They also do their own custom nitrate-free charcuterie.
Oh, I do love charcuterie. That's one of my favourite things.
And you can sliced up, add on little cracker. You can get, like, your box of meat and then add on, you know, and they'll just send you, like, you know, mixed charcuterie.
It's a yes from me.
So how long do you reckon, Kath, until you're on first name basis with the delivery man who's bringing all these boxes to your house?
Look, I think it's going to be, well, it depends. I'm going to
sooner rather than later.
and only kind of, you know, do like one box every 3 months because, you know, I live by myself, so I just chuck it all in the freezer and it lasts for a long time.
Well, I'm sure a lot of the leftovers could go to your pooch Brinny as well. Some spare chicken or something floating around.
Your drummy
gets the pick of everything.
Yeah, well, there you go. Treating you, treating Brinny as well. And I've got up next a bit of a PSA, a warning for dog owners. So you want to stick around for this, Kath.
Oh, okay.
And I want to bring in our favourite journo, Jess from the New FM newsroom here, because it is no secret that, you know, the pooches at New FM are the most spoiled in all of Newcastle and the Hunter.
You are correct.
They are just well looked after, shall we say. Mm.
This I cannot deny.
Yeah.
100% true.
And all your, you know, all your dogs are all very clever, and it turns out that they could use this intellect for devious things, because dogs, just like humans, can apparently chuck a sickie, right?
Really?
You guys ever experienced this?
Well, it's funny you say that, because at the moment, occasionally, my dog, my Whippet Molly, has been limping on one leg.
Dying swan act.
And I reckon that I don't know if it's real, because then if you suddenly show her a treat, oh, suddenly the leg's fine. Made a full recovery. That was very fast.
Brittany does the same?
Yeah, but I think she has actually injured her leg. But, you know, like, you get a ball or a toy out or get the lead out to go for a walk and she's fine.
Oh,
then,
she hasn't
know,
issued her leg yet.
In the house. It's kind of, I'm not really sure what's going on there. But anyway.
I saw Alfred knocking about in work today as well. Jess brought him in. Any extra attention needed because he's, you know, limping around and stuff?
Under the weather?
Well, no, but he puts on the sooks. Like, he goes into full sook mode. Some mornings, he'll, like, I'll be brushing my teeth, like, in my ensuite, in my bed's right there. I'm like, what on earth are you doing? And he, like, buries himself in the middle of the bed under the doona, like, right in the centre. He's in an Alfred mound. Like, what is going on?
He's built himself a little palace.
Well,
I'm hiding in here and I'm not coming out.
I've got a bit of an explanation for you three, right?
Really?
So, Dr. Richard Pican, who wrote the book Natural Health for Dogs and Cats, said that dogs can pretend to be sick for attention, and in fact, the owners might be reinforcing this behaviour. So,
they're
sicky to get some more attention. He explains that a pet owner might show some extra concern for a dog if the dog suddenly develops a cough or something like that, or starts limping, and goes to pet or soothe the dog, which is only natural. You make a bit of a fuss, you go over and
your
check.
Your leg hurts. Oh, come here.
Now, I mean, this is this next bit is, you know, relates to Newcastle more so, because this person might be spending a lot of time at work. The Newcastle hustle, always on the go, always out and about, right? And if they're out and about all the time, it means they're spending less time with the dog. So once the dog sees that they get a bit more attention when they, you know, cough or when they limp, they might, you know, chuck a bit of a sickie to try and, I guess, spend a bit more time with the owner, or best case scenario, the owner decides to skip work and stay home to look after the dog.
Or in the case of Jess, she just brings the dog
just
to
bring
work.
Oh my God. So the dogs are like, they're up to all sorts of tricks. The limps, and the limp is one. Maybe they're also getting the thermometer, putting it under the light, that sort of thing, freeze the temperature.
Hair dryer on the nose, you know.
Exactly. Oh, it's so dry. Oh, I'm really sick.
Must be sick.
Now, I should add that any sign of sickness must never be disregarded, right? So, like, just to be on the safe side, you should visit a vet as soon as possible just to make sure the symptoms are ruled out. But another trick that they've suggested to try and spot a fake, if you will, is that a dog cannot go back and forth between being healthy and sick. So this sounds like Brittany with the paw. They can't just decide that they feel better when, you know, the times are good, and when you're about to leave, they're all of a sudden sick again. Number one sign to look out for. These dogs, they're devious. And I'm telling you, the pooches in UFM, they've got one over their owners in this building.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 UFM.
You know how you were talking earlier about the food boxes?
Yes.
So a Jasmine has gotten in touch on Instagram and said they work for a Miller's Produce and it's in your area. They're doing the deliveries all around there for as little as $40. And how's this, Stephen? You know how you like not doing stuff?
Yeah, my favourite thing to do.
They'll even do a fruit platter that's all cut up and ready to go. Just comes up to your door. How good.
What's that? Oh, done.
Simple and done, and there's food boxes are everywhere. Get them, they're cheap. That's the headline here. Kath, you want to talk about our local area?
Well, what is a Novocastrian? So there was this post that went up on Reddit a couple of days ago, and it started a whole lot of conversation. So we were talking about it all around here in the building. Mm-hmm. I talked about it with about, you know, five different people over the weekend. So we thought we'd put it to Newcastle. What constitutes a Novocastrian? We'll be talking about that soon.
Here on UFM.
And it is a question, you know, since time immemorial. How long do you have to live somewhere before you're a local? So this post came up on Reddit on Friday. When is she a Novocastrian? And the post is so brilliant, I'm just going to read it, okay?
Yep. Okay.
My partner is a dirty coastie. Born and raised on the Central Coast, we met, fell in love, yada, yada. She moved to Newcastle in June of 2020, and ever since she has been calling herself a Novocastrian, to which I promptly pull her up and let her know she is a filthy coastie.
Okay.
We now both live in a house we bought together and have a baby. The baby is clearly Novocastrian.
Born in Newcastle,
born and
bred.
Our buddy is my partner. I told her she has to live here for at least 10 years to earn the classification. She claims she has done enough to earn the title. Now, when we were talking about this on Friday, I said, no way, 10 years is not long enough. If you're a New Englander, as I am, you have to have either been born there or lived there for at least 25 years in the bigger centres or the smaller villages like Gyra or Emmerville. You've got to live there for at least 50 years before they'll consider you a local. So basically, forget it. You're never going to be a local.
You'll never be a real
25
local.
Years is so excessive.
It seems a bit excessive.
So you don't think you're an Novocastrian then, Kath?
No. Well, I'm a Maitlander, if I'm anything, but no, I will always be a New Englander, first and foremost. Oh. I love living in East Maitland, don't get me wrong, I absolutely love it. I'm really enjoying Newcastle too, but I will always be a New Englander.
Mm. See, I think I'm a Novocastrian.
Yeah, you've been here for 5 seconds, mate. Go back to birth.
No, I reckon, you know.
Oh,
like,
that's a bit rough.
I've done the big three, you know. Like, I'm a Knights fan. That's a tick.
That is a tick. You know, I'll give you one of these if you want.
Yeah, that makes me feel better. Yeah. I've eaten at Henny Penny.
Yeah.
That's a tick. No dramas. I've swum at, like, Merriweather Baths. There you go, the big three. I'm a Novacastrian. Surely it counts.
I guess it comes down to, yeah, these little details, really, is what makes it you a Novacastrian.
Yeah.
For me, I say, if you know where the Dale is,
yeah,
then you're a Novacastrian.
See, would you consider yourself a Novacastrian, Crevo?
I think I am now.
You own a business here, you own
a house.
I've
got a business in Hamo. I've got a house in Mayf. 2304 represent Mayfield, worth visiting. You know, all that stuff. I think I am at this. I know where the Dale is, both Glenn and Wynne.
I think we need to go to the true local here on the team. Jess, you were born and bred in the region, yeah?
I was.
But do you consider yourself a Novacastrian?
I don't think I'm a Novacastrian.
Okay.
Like, I was born in Maitland. I think I'm a Maitlandite through and through. I think if you know the back ways and you don't have to use a GPS in whatever suburb, region, whatever you're in, then you're that thing. I'm not a Novacastrian because I sometimes still have to use my GPS in Newcastle. So, right. Not a Novacastrian.
In Maitland?
Maitland, back ways, no GPS, sweet as.
Is it Maitlandite or Maitlander?
I don't know.
We've got to decide
that's
now.
We can do that next week.
I feel like it's a different phoner. That's fine.
Let's ask Newcastle 4967 4105. What to you defines being a Novacastrian? What qualifications do you need to have? How long do you have to live here? All that kind of stuff. 4967 4105. Give us a call.
Now, the best callers on air today, we've got the $100 gift cards for Revolution Sports Park at Merivale. Now, this, I've been looking at this thing online. You've got the ninja bit. You've got dodgeball, kids arena, inflatables, bubble soccer. This thing is unbelievable. You want to go there for free. This thing is worth $100, $100 gift card to go out there and have a good time. 4967 4105. What qualifies you to be a Novacastrian?
That's right. We put this up on the socials last night. A couple of really interesting people with incredibly good Newcastle heritage. For example, Shaz says, J. Brown 1923 on the building next to the Stag and Hunter in Mayfield. That building was built by her great-grandfather. Shaz, you are definitely Novacastrian. I think that's...
that gets you the tick.
Margaret was born at Royal Newcastle Hospital in 1954. Her parents were both born in Newcastle in 1925. I think she qualifies too.
I'll give you that.
No question there. Mm-hmm. A lot of agreement with Jess. If you need to, you know, if you can drive around town without needing a GPS, that means you're a local.
That's as good as it gets, indeed.
Well, 4967 4105 is a number to call. Tell us what are the little things you need to tick off on that bucket list to classify as a Novacastrian. We'll go to Nui first. Morning, Kate. What are your thoughts? What do you need to have done or to, you know, what constitutes being a Novacastrian?
I guess me, I'm the same. I've been born at the Royal Newcastle Hospital.
Yep.
That's... I support the Knights as well.
Yep. Tick.
And that's all you need.
Oh, well, I've had a spin at Milkshake at the gyms at top near the Beaumont Street there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that is good too. Gyms, a classic milk bar, absolutely. Those three, you reckon, they're the top things.
Oh, and of course, my favourite radio station is 105.3.
I'll give you that, absolute winner. All right, now let's go to Vicky up next. Hello, Vicky, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Excellent. How's Lambton this morning?
Lambton is a bit dull and cloudy this morning.
Uh-oh. All right. What makes you a Novacastrian, Vicky?
I've lived in Newcastle for 10 years. I've lived in Hamo South, Falls End, and now at lovely Lambton. And I go regularly to Engifolo, the Wicco and the Brado.
You go. Yeah, those three, and you get the tick, you reckon, plus 10 years minimum.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, well, Stephen and Kath, you got a few more years to go.
No, well, I'm 8.5 years and one spearmint milkshake away from being a Novacastrian.
UFM is local as, and you're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
UFM.
A
And you might have heard over the weekend, but New FM has got yet another advanced screening. God, we look after you. We spoil you, don't you?
So good. I mean, first we did that red carpet one just, within the last week, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That was fantastic. Freelance.
This time we've got an advanced screening of One True Loves, which you can see early at Event Cinemas Katara Wednesday, 6th of December. We've got double passes to give away throughout the show, so you want to stick around for your chance to win that. You also want to stick around for What's the Goss happening next with Scott Chippy Frappell. What's on the way, mate?
Oh, we're talking all things One Direction this morning because...
Come on!
Look, there's not a reunion tour. I'm going to break that early. Don't get too excited.
Stephen's actual crying in here now.
Look, so
sad.
So was I. I saw One Direction trending. I went, whoa. They're not getting back together, but one of the boys has done something. Let's talk about it next.
All right, all that to come as you wake up with the Novos.
The Novos. What's the goss? UFM.
Oh, Scott Chippy Frappell, I believe this is not a Taylor Swift-based story. What have you got for us here?
We'll get to the Taylor Swift news shortly, but we're starting with One Direction, though. Now, obviously, the lads are 1D. I've said it before, I'll say it again. The best thing they ever did was break up. Now, I'm a 1D stand through and through.
Of course you are.
Of course I am. But I reckon that the lads going out on their own has been exceptional for their careers, particularly Harry Styles.
Like, of course.
He is the blueprint, the picture perfect. That's how it's done. Now, Harry Styles has recently been caught on a video at a U2 concert over in the States, and he's debuting a brand new hairstyle. The buzz cut.
Yeah, we've seen this.
Mm. He chopped off his locks.
He's chopped off everything. Harry, very well known for his luscious locks, perfect head of hair. It's all gone. And you can see in the video that's circulating around all over TikTok is he's sort of standing there with his partner, her name, Taylor Russell.
What I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah, they've been dating for a few months now, and you can see him kind of just turn and look deadpan down the camera and go, I'm done here. He's caught.
I don't like the new hair. I've had a look. Not a fan.
Well,
Harry No Styles, I'm calling him now.
How about not so hairy Styles?
Oh, even better, you've outdone me.
Well, that's someone else's joke, but I read that and went, that's clever. I've got to use that. But if you've been keeping an eye on the new FM and the Novo's socials, you see that a member of the team has recently undergone a buzz cut as well. Now, Stephen.
Yeah, we chatted about this last week. I did it first, Scotty.
So you're the trendsetter.
I did it like hours before Harry Styles did, before he's captured anyway. Okay. So
he follows you on Instagram, doesn't he?
Yeah. Sometimes I get lost in all my followers, so I don't take notice of stuff.
At least the TikTok video that has now come out is better than the photo that you were showing us last week.
Yeah, it was outrageous.
No good, right?
Yeah. Of all the things, though, Stephen, how would you rate a buzz cut out of 10?
How would I rate my one or his one?
Just getting a buzz cut.
Oh, I don't know. It feels nice. It does feel real nice.
All right. Well, maybe Harry's taking that same advice.
He's underestimating it. You weren't here, but the whole day that he did it, he was like rubbing his head, like all day.
Yeah, it feels really nice.
He's caressing his own head.
Well, Harry's experiencing that at the moment. And from Harry Styles to one of his exes, Taylor Swift, sound the alarm. Beautiful. Well, Taylor Swift, over in a concert in Argentina, South America, she's changed the lyrics to one of her songs.
I saw this.
So it's gone viral. So her song Karma, the lyric is Karma is the guy on the screen, but now she changed it just for that concert to Karma is the guy on the Chiefs. She's referencing Travis Kelce, who was at the concert. He was there. They did a little bit of a tonsil tickle at the end of it. Reports are that he went to Macca's. So it's good to know that me and Travis Kelce are on the same diet.
future Scott. Good, but you've got the same food. Now, have you guys seen this kiss?
Yes.
It's very passionate.
It's a very public embrace. They're calling it their first public embrace. They've been seen like holding hands and being all like school kid like, but now this is
embrace
the real deal.
Is a bit of an understatement, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. There's the
PDA Central.
Yeah. Very, very. Look, they're obviously in love, and who could be happier? Because even if you're a big Taylor Swift fan, you know that when she dumps him, there'll be another album out. Right? It's brilliant.
Now, I do want just a quick update before we let you go, Scott. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you get any of those last minute tickets that were released on Friday last week?
Skewered view.
I'd rather not talk about it.
Oh, okay.
I tried. tried, I tried, and I didn't manage to get them, but full credit to all those that did. As it turned out, Ticketek, the way that the website operates, they let you into what's called the lounge, and so you're in the lounge, you're sitting there waiting, and then all of a sudden, a notification comes up saying, sorry, sold out, there's no countdown, there's no nothing.
Unlucky.
Me and a whole bunch of people on X, formerly Twitter, we weren't happy.
Indeed, indeed. Well, thanks for the update, and good luck securing a ticket some other way, is all I'll say. So you wake up with the Novos here at New FM. Up next, a little bit of mayhem that went down in Mayfield. Saturday evening, about 6:30, I'm out walking my dog, Molly, right? Just having a little walk around the park. My phone starts ringing. That's my wife. Quick, get back home, and you've got to go down to the Mayfield Multicultural Food Festival and get some dinner.
We talked about this on Friday.
We did talk about this on Friday, but being my wife, she just hadn't decided what food she wanted until that exact moment.
Right, okay.
She's also a bit sick at the moment, so she wanted me to go down there and get the food. Mm. I was like, okay, no drama. Quickly walk back. Come on, dog, come on, quick, quick, quick. Get back to the house. I jump in her car, the little Jimny, right, the little four-wheel drive thing, because it'd be easier to park, I thought. That was my first error. Got there, no parking. The place is absolute mayhem.
Chockers,
right?
Hey?
Chockers. Anyway, eventually I find a sort of okay park where the nose might have been just over the driveway.
Mm.
Not too far away, a couple blocks away, but sweet. Start walking there and I'm rushing because the whole thing officially closes at 8 and by this time it's like 7 maybe, right? So I get there and there's stalls everywhere. I'm like, phone her up. Right, what do you want? She's like, what is there? So I go,
oh, no.
Go around like, photograph every stall and menus. I'm like running around. There's probably like 20 stalls. This. And she sends back like circles around the pictures of stuff she wants. No dramas. I go up the first like Turkish place. I'm like, have this skewer, please. Like chicken skewer or something like that. Oh, sold out.
Oh no. Back on the blower.
Back on the blower. What else do you want? Option two. Do you have that? No, sold out. I'm like, oh, I've come too late to this thing. It's less than an hour to go at this point. Anyway, eventually she's like, I'll have the gozleme, I'll have like some dumplings, and I'll have like the Turkish mixed plate or something like that. No dramas. So I run over because gozleme, I've never had that before anywhere except at every market ever. Anyway, so I've ordered that, and then I thought, they've given me this, quick, off goes the like raffle ticket. Here you go, 42. No dramas. Run over to the like dumplings. I want to get this food home hot, right? So you want to order them all at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a thing of dumplings. Yep, no problems. Here's your little ticket, another number. And then I go over to the Turkish place. Yeah, I'll get the mixed plate. Anyway, mixed plate comes up first, except they're not. None of this food is designed for takeaway. So the mixed plate comes in this like bowl, and then you've got like two forks poking out the top, and there's like hummus leaking down the side and beetroot juice, and I'm holding that, and it's quite hot as well.
Yeah.
And I'm waiting, and then the gozleme guy starts yelling, 42, 42. I'm like jogging over there, trying not to spill the like hummus and everything everywhere. I've grabbed that. It's not in a takeaway either. It's on a plate. So now I'm like a waiter at Blue Door Cafe on a busy Sunday, two plates, and I've still got to get my dumplings. I go over there, get my dumplings, and I'm like doing that thing where you try and put one in your elbow.
Yeah, know, in the crease.
In the crease. I've got one in the elbow, one like that. I'm slowly balancing. Now I've got a two-block walk back to the Jimny. I'm trying to balance all these plates, and then I get there. Now, my wife's car, very clean. She loves keeping it just clean. New car, right? So I grab a bunch of tissues, and I create a moat. A moat of tissues in the back section to stop all the beetroot juice from flowing into her carpet. And then I've got the very careful ginger drive back home.
Trying not
to go around the corners too fast. Anyway, I got the food home just in time. And then, like, finally get it home. And, like, not too much spillage. And I'm back to the three-plate carry again to get in the gate. And then the dog jumps up on me trying to knock it over. I'm like, this is the most disastrous food situation ever. Can we please get some lids on this takeaway food next time the multicultural fair runs? That's all I'm asking. It's a simple request. New FM.
New FM is local as, and you're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
And up next, your chance to win a date night on us. The preview screening of One True Love's happening at Event Cinemas Katara. All you got to do is think about the little sacrifices you make in love, what it means to you, because I think last week I made the ultimate sacrifice. And I want to talk to the team about it, let you guys know. See what you guys think, I guess. Open up the brain trust.
All right, that's
well,
up next.
One of the things that love is loving a Christmas present even when you hate it. But here's your quick reminder. There are only 42 days till Christmas. That means there's 41 shopping days.
Oh, yeah. That is creeping
not very
up.
Long, but the one that I really like is there's actually only 6 working weeks left. For everybody that, you know, shuts down for Christmas.
That sounds good.
6 weeks always seems like a manageable time to me. It's not that far away.
Yeah, just don't break that down into hours because it becomes 6 weeks sounds again. Good. That's a low number. Yeah, I like that.
Exactly right. You're waking up with the Novos here at New FM.
And last week, team, I went and had a pretty flash function at Queen's Wharf for Cup Day. I mean, it was real nice. Drinks package as well as 3-course menu. But it was like a set menu, classic wedding style, you know, where it like alternates chicken, beef, chicken, beef, chicken, beef, all across the tables. And sure enough, the main courses came out, you know, mine and my partner Siobhan, we both got a dish in front of us, and I had the chicken, she had the beef. Of course, she looks across at my plate and goes, "That looks delicious." It did look delicious. It looked the better of the two. it looked absolutely stunning. But as you do as a good partner, I go, "Oh, would you like to swap?" "Oh, are you sure?" "Yeah, no, I'd prefer the beef anyway."
Yeah, okay. Is the sort of lie that you tell.
Okay, well, we'll swap then. We swap. And as I was there sitting there eating my beef, looking, salivating at her chicken, I thought, that's love, isn't it? Love is always having the worst of the two options at a set menu, whether it's at a wedding or a function or whatever. But this opened a can of worms. I was talking about it with some mates. There are some great examples, so I thought I'd open it up to the team. And Newcastle as well, 49674105 is the number you can call. I want to bring in Scott Chippy from Pell, though, because he is a man who is most certainly in love.
And so he's a very romantic man, I'll have you know, as well.
So, Scott, I want you to fill in the blank for us. Love is dot, dot, dot.
Love is taking a blanket and a pillow off a flight, then on your layover, giving it to your girlfriend because she didn't want to take it off the plane. So I shivered in the layover terminal, but she didn't.
Yeah, she, of course she got the blanket. No, I won't need the blanket. It won't be that cold. Next minute, you see, of course she's taking your blanket.
Yep.
She doesn't even have to ask, does she? You just look at it and you just give it to her.
I just knew she would appreciate it more than me.
All right, Kath, do you have an example you can fill in? Love is dot, dot, dot.
Love is never hesitating to get out of bed.
Okay.
Particularly take the dog out, get up with the baby, or investigate a bump in the night.
Yeah, right? That is so true.
When your partner is the one who just jumps out of bed, doesn't hesitate, just gets up and does it.
Yeah, it's love. The dog one's a perfect example. Pissing down. You know, it's absolutely bucketing, raining like you wouldn't believe. Of course, you'll be the one to take the dog out for a leak.
Particularly with Brittany, because normally when she wants to go out, it's not actually to pee. She just, you know, fakes it because she wants to go out and check out what's going on in
the night. Yeah, she's cheeky, heard a bump cheeky in the night. For me, I would say when you're doing a little barbecue, you take the overdone steak. You know, you cook them at the same time, but one's a bit thinner. I'll take that one. You can have the perfectly cooked, medium rare, juicy and everything like that. That is love right there.
All right. Well, this is what we're chasing. 49674105. Is it getting out of bed? Is it having the worst meal, you know? Is it maybe always being the big spoon? Everyone wants to be little spoon, you know? this is what we're chasing. 49674105. Love is dot, dot, dot. And, of course, best call on air today can win themselves a double pass, New FM's advanced screening of One True Love. So that's date night sorted for you. A bit of a rom-com happening at Event Cinemas Katara, Wednesday the 6th of December. You want to get there with your special someone? 49674105. Love is dot, dot, dot. We'll head to Charlestown first. Morning, Robbie. Fill in the blank for us. Love is. What is that sacrifice?
Unconditional.
Love is unconditional.
Yeah, right.
So you do everything, you reckon. Doesn't matter what it is.
Or is it that you just still love them no matter what they do?
Yeah. Both. Well, I'm raising 2 grandchildren for love, so...
Yeah. Oh, that's lovely right there. Charlestown, the love is truly alive.
And people from Charlestown just do it better.
That is so true.
Near the Charlestown Castle.
All right, let's go to Cardiff. Katie, what is love to you?
Mum is eating the shitty leftovers or the shitty parts.
Yeah,
so having the crust, having the licorice lollies out of the thing, having all the shitty bits that nobody else wants, but just because you want other people to be happy, you'll have the boring, you know, vanilla ice cream out of the amazing, you know, Cornettos and Cyclone ice creams, yes. Yeah.
You're stuck with the Dixie cups.
I get the shitty bits.
Yeah, it's so classic. Hearing leftovers made me think as well. Love is letting your partner take the leftovers to work the next day. Don't worry about it. I'll have 2 minute noodles. It's
yeah,
okay.
You can
have the leftover pizza.
The amazing pizza that is so much better the next day, right? Let's go to East Maitland up next. Rebecca, what? Fill in the blanks. Love is dot, dot, dot.
Bag of dog poo when you take the dog for a walk.
So true, Rebecca.
And I think right there is where we'll end it, because you can't beat that.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
All right, if you haven't done it yet, get your peepers around the videos of this big dog lion that's been getting around the streets of Rome. So it escaped from a circus.
Oh, is that where it came from?
Its name's Kimba. Right? And it's just Kimba, the naughty lion, got out of the circus and decided to get around. It's just walking the streets, walking up and down. It looks so confident as well. Big male lion with a big mane and everything. It's just like strutting its stuff.
Well, it doesn't look lost at all.
No.
It looks knows exactly where it's going.
Take a left here.
I saw some of these videos.
Delicious coffee shop over there.
This lion is massive. Yeah. It is genuinely so big. I don't know. I think sometimes you fail to realise the significance and size of these animals.
When you see it next to like a small hatchback, you go, that thing could eat you so easily. They said locals stay inside, all that sort of stuff, but everyone was out filming it for TikTok and all that.
Well, you do it from the safety of your window, I suppose, can't you?
Yeah, careful.
Up next, Stephen, you were having a bit of a rant about the state of the Newcastle basketball stadium last week.
Yeah.
I've got an update for you.
Oh, okay. Ooh, exciting.
Indeed. All that just minutes away.
So I've been doing some investigating after, Stephen, you told us about the state of the Newcastle basketball stadium, which is, you know, barely playable.
I was really upset, yeah.
Yeah, and it's largely or partly to do with the fact that there has been a new basketball stadium planned and promised for a very, very long time.
Yeah.
And they seem to have let the current facilities degrade during that time. So I did and did some digging to find out what's going on with the new basketball stadium, right? So it was originally going to be at Charlestown, but the new one that they announced fairly recently, or the new commitment that they've made of a $30 million stadium, is to be part of this new Hunter Park strategy at Broadmeadow.
Yeah, okay.
$30 million for a good basketball stadium. That could
just
be good.
The basketball
that
stadium.
Could be good.
Yeah, so it's going to be a 2,000-seat stadium.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, fairly decent. 12 courts.
12, that's good.
You know, but they'll do it in two stages, so it'll probably only have a couple of courts to start with and then, you know, roll out to the full.
That's fine.
Yeah. So I did a bit more digging into the Hunter Park strategy, and as I was doing so, there was actually an announcement on Friday that there has been progress. A meeting has been held. So for those who are unaware of what this is, it was first announced in 2017. The Hunter Park strategy is at the top of Newcastle Council's wish list, and it's been at the top of the Infrastructure Australia priority list since 2021. And what it involves is this massive housing development and sporting precinct, if you will, that will include a new 11,000 seat indoor arena to replace the aging Newcastle Entertainment Centre.
Wow.
Oh, cool.
That's great.
An aquatic centre, hotels, an 8th Street, commercial spaces, and 2,700 apartments for up to 6,400 people.
This is brilliant.
And, of course, the new basketball stadium and a whole bunch of other facilities as well.
Now, you were saying there was the announcement Friday. Because when we talked about it Friday morning, wasn't it?
No, I can't remember.
Or, late
Thursday.
Last week,
Thursday. Yeah.
Do you reckon
Thursday,
that's kicked him into gear?
Well, maybe.
Stephen's announced. Like Stephen's big bugbear about it.
So
I think
the Newcastle Herald has reported that agencies met last month, actually. So probably not, but our timing is good.
Impeccable.
What actually happened is the whole Hunter Park project was put on hold. It was delayed because of what happened with Tim Crackenthorpe. Don't know if you remember this. Tim Crackenthorpe was the member for the Hunter, and he didn't declare that his family owned a whole bunch of property at Broadmeadow around this development. Right. So what had to happen is that Tim got kicked out as Minister for the Hunter. He just goes back to being a member for Newcastle, and they had to do a full review to make sure that there was nothing corrupt going on. That has been cleared, right?
So that's nice.
Crackenthorpe's been cleared of anything, and the development's been cleared. It's all good to go. But they're now talking about they're going to release the full strategy early next year.
Yeah, so still a ways away from...
We're still in planning still.
Politicians leaning on shovels, cracking in the ground and
the
all
that.
The
business case for this thing alone was $7 million. So we're talking big money, big development, takes a long time. But, you know, I think everybody is kind of on the same street. We want this to happen. That doesn't excuse the current state of the basketball stadium.
No, not at all.
A little bit of optimism for you there that maybe, you know, in your lifetime you will invest in a new basketball stadium.
And thank you to you for getting the ball rolling.
It's all good. It's what I do here. It's fine. And we're done for the day, but make sure you stick around because, I mean, up next after 105 commercial free, you got Scott Chippy for Pell for your work day, Joel for your drive home. They're all giving away double passes to our preview screening of One True Love's happening at Event Cinemas Katara. It's happening Wednesday, December 6th. You want to be there and you want to, you know, like we say, roll out the red carpet, get all your photos, all flash and all that. Make sure you dress up, maybe. Date night on us.
Make sure you have
UFM locked, loaded and loud to win those.
Very easy date night. And two of our callers today have already picked up that. Also, congratulations to Rebecca in East Maitland who said, love is holding the dog poo while you're out on the walk. Absolutely great. She's picked up a $100 gift card for Revolution Sports Park in Merrifield. We'll have another one of those to give away tomorrow as well.
Fantastic. Have a great day, everyone. Happy Monday.
Stay in your car till we give that away tomorrow. You don't want to go anywhere. You want to get your hands on these.
Have a good day.
See ya.
I've
been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to the Novos. Would you like some more?
Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts,
or newfm.com.au to get more now.